Ooh. Well, never mind. I'm thinking 121, not 54. Yeah.
Okay. It goes from Decatur to...
Because they've done that, too. They've blacked up all 121.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, that's a new thing.
They did it on that recessed meeting. Went ahead and did. Yeah,
we did.
You weren't here.
Yeah.
It's done. Okay.
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have the clerk call the roll, please.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Srelick.
Here. Need a motion to approve our meeting of our last...
I'll make that motion.
Minute.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the minutes? Call the roll, please.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Srelick.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll, please.
General Administration, $34,740.60. Economic Development, $3,641. Police, $16,526.61. Fire, $10,203.96. Street, $9,285.97. Parks, $37,794.63. Public Health and Safety, $2,547.21. Emergency Services, $3,750. Garbage, $277.62. Cemetery, $10,078.78. Water Operations, $30,182.43. Sewer Operations, $3,854.93. Water Deposit, $685. Clinton Sanitary District, $42,099.95. Special Tax Allocation TIF 1, $275. Special Tax Allocation TIF 4, $275. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $436,194.77.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second.
Discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. We're going to do some appointments first so we can get them out of the way. First, we're going to appoint our new attorney. Want to do that, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm. Motion to appoint John Hoblett to city attorney for a period of 10 months.
Make the motion.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srelick?
Yes. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I need to swear him in.
Yep.
That's right. Got to swear in public.
Hi, John Hoblett.
Hi, John Hoblett.
Having been appointed to the office of city attorney.
Having been appointed to the office of city attorney.
In the city of Clinton, Illinois.
In the city of Clinton, Illinois.
In the county of DeWitt.
In the county of DeWitt.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I'll support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And I'll faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of city attorney.
The duties of the office of city attorney.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
That's.
Thank you.
Can you sign here?
Yes.
You noticed that flash, didn't you? That's a bug.
That's a dollar.
You always wanted to get that dollar. Congratulations. Thank you for being here.
Next, we got an appointment, new police officer.
Ben, would you come forward? And Ben's going to introduce our latest and newest Clinton City police officer.
Side, so we don't have that screen in the background, if that's all right for a picture.
Yeah.
So I'm asked Cody Moore to step, or Cody Mayer.
Mayer.
I say that's about like your pickleball skills.
So I want to introduce our newest officer, Cody Mayer. Cody is originally from Decatur, where he attended Decatur Public Schools, and then graduated ultimately from Sangamon Valley High School. After high school, he attended Lincoln Christian University, where he obtained his bachelor's degree in youth ministry. After several years in ministry and residing in multiple states, to include Montana, Indiana, he and his wife returned to their home area, where he began his law enforcement career with the DeWitt County Sheriff's Office. Over the past 5 years, Officer Mayer has served as a corrections officer and deputy sheriff with the DeWitt County Sheriff's Office before his recent transfer to the Clinton Police Department. So Cody is accompanied tonight by his wife, Samantha, and daughter, Zora, there, among his parents and his in-laws. So I'm going to ask him to step forward to take his oath.
Raise your right hand. I, Cody Mayer.
I, Cody Mayer.
Having been appointed to the Office of Police Patrolman.
Having been appointed to the Office of Police Patrolman.
In the city of Clinton, Illinois.
In the city of Clinton, Illinois.
In the county of DeWitt.
In the county of DeWitt.
Sorry. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the Office of Police Patrolman.
The duties of the Office of Police Patrolman.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Yes.
You don't get too many tears on it again things. So, man, that's pretty awesome.
It's probably just a leftover for when she swore me in.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
one of my
kids. You didn't get a hug, John.
No, I know, right?
Welcome aboard. And I'm going to ask Samantha to come up and pin his badge on.
You stick it in real deep.
Don't you poke that baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, don't wave it.
It's helping, aren't you? We're helping.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
It is, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Welcome aboard. Congratulations, sir.
Okay, we'll move down to petitions and communications. We have someone going to speak with a...
Sweet little girl.
Stephanie, you going to approach the commissioners? You would just state your name for the record, please.
Absolutely, Stephanie Scholes.
Thank you.
So I have asked to be placed on the agenda today, and unfortunately Ms. Tedrick was unable to be here. She was on the agenda also due to the fact that we have concerns over specifically one tree, but the trees that are on the square and the concrete on the four corners. At this point, I know that Ms. Tedrick has contacted, or she's tried to contact Commissioner Buchanan.
Yeah.
And the tree in front of our two offices affects our businesses for several reasons. The first reason being that it blocks our signage. And therefore, for RE/MAX, you can't even see their sign, and their sign is on the third floor, what would be the third floor of their office, all the way to the top. My sign is down lower, but when my clients are approaching the square from the south off of Center Street and doing the first curve on the square, I've had multiple clients come in and apologize because they've driven right past my office, which isn't hard to see, but the tree hangs over. There is a substantial amount, and I don't know why it's this tree in particular. There's trees all over town, but this tree in particular homes hundreds, and that's not an exaggeration, hundreds of birds. And the bird droppings underneath of that tree, it's just, our clients have to walk through it, walk under it. Last week, apparently, the people who help with this were told that they needed to go trim the tree back. So it was a beautiful, full tree. It was never an issue of whether or not this is a beautiful tree. But it's too big for the space. So last week, the gentleman came by and they trimmed it, and now it's awful looking. It's just the top of a tree, and the bottom of it is a torn up stump from where the branches were just cut off haphazardly. The top was trimmed. You still can't see our signage. And what really troubled me was the people who were cleaning it up and cutting the tree had raked up and swept a pile of bird droppings that, frankly, I didn't think was safe because they didn't have masks on, and I didn't know what they were inhaling, but it was substantial. We're not saying that there shouldn't be anything beautiful there. Ms. Tedrick and I have both indicated that we would be more than willing to do some type of a donation for a beautiful planter to be placed there, so that we have something nice there. But it's just to the point where, and that's the concern she has with the tree. The tree on the southwest corner, I've noticed for at least a year now, is dying. It likewise was trimmed up in the same manner. And I'm not complaining about the job that the city employees did. I think they did only what they could do, which is cut it back as much as possible. It's grown around. I don't think it's a power line, some type of a phone line or something that goes from the bank building across over to our building on the east side of the square. And so we are asking that the tree be taken down, and it's not that we have a hatred for trees or anything of that nature. We have very nice storefront businesses that we want to keep thriving, and we want our clients to enjoy it. And right now I do think it causes more of a disturbance than it does an actual help to the beautification of the square and our storefront properties on the square.
Well, at this time, you know, we've come in, like you said, trimmed the trees up, trimmed them up substantial. Far as I can tell, you can see your signs.
It depends on where you're at when you're trying to see the signs. But when my clients are coming around the square, and I tested it out myself, if you enter from the south side of the square, which is where most people enter from, or even if you enter from the west, when you're coming around and you pass ours, which we are the last two on the east side buildings, you can't see our signs until, you can't see hers hardly at all, but you can't see mine until you're already past it, unless you're not looking where you're driving and you're staring at the side of the building. And even if it's trimmed like that, if any of the commissioners or look at this tree, now it went from being a beautiful full tree, now it just it's awful and it doesn't look good anymore. And I think we believe that something much more, that would look much more appealing to not only our clients, but the residents of Clinton, could be placed there. We're not saying there shouldn't be anything there. Like I said, we're willing to help with this situation. We're not saying just fix it. We're willing to be part of the solution. But at this point, those trees are just too big for, and none of us were responsible for placing them there when they were placed, but those trees are just too big for where they're currently placed. And I don't know if we could reach some type of a compromise, a smaller tree that we know will not grow larger.
We won't be able to put another tree back in there because of the root system that's from the trees that are there. Plus, a lot of these trees have got conduit under electricity, so that would be possible.
And they're grown into the concrete, or the concrete was poured over, is that correct?
No, the trees were put in after concrete was all poured.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, to take that out, we'd have to take the stump out that's there, and there's no way of taking those out. So if anything was done, we'd have to put pots or something over top of it.
Which we have no objection to. We'd be willing to help.
But the tree commission, which I'm on also, their belief is first, you know, we try to keep the trees there. Yeah, they're the wrong trees planted there. Now we'll take trees out if they're dangerous, they're dead, or if it's in the way of construction. So, and we've come in and trimmed them up. I've been driving by. I can see the signs. And as far as the birds, I don't know. Ben, is there someone we can come up and maybe shoot some the deals off to scare some birds off like we have in the past, or to address that problem?
That's a very temporary issue. Right. We're talking about those. And quite frankly, it's disturbing in an area such as that. The equipment that we have was originally designed for the water tower.
Right.
Habitual pigeons that would land there and stuff was one thing. I think what Ms. Scholes was talking about, you know, starlings, sparrows, things like that, I don't know that we could do that with the equipment that we have without causing a greater disturbance than the birds. I guess it's a straightforward and polite way I can put it.
And these birds, there's a substantial number of birds in these trees. Right. This isn't just a couple of birds. And it does affect our business. And, I mean, our clients, mine and REMAX clients, they're expected to walk through that in order to get to our doorways, and they shouldn't have to do that. So it is a disturbance, you know. And I understand where the tree commission's coming from, but also as taxpaying business owners who are helping keep downtown alive, I don't know if Ms. Tedrick and I need, and the other business owners on the square need to go talk to the tree commission, but it's to the point where it is affecting our business, and we'd like to find some sort of a compromise other than just take a beautiful tree and slice it up. The way it's been sliced up is just that now you could say there's a tree there, but it's nothing like the tree that was there.
No, also, we got a lot of compliments on Christmas lights during Christmas, and a lot of people don't want those trees removed. So,
well, I understand we get a lot of compliments on the Christmas lights, but what the city does with the center of the square, with the large Christmas tree, and with the lights around the stage, we have other ways to light up the square. Both of our offices, and I know most of the buildings around the square, participate in decoration for Christmas, Memorial Day, 4th of July. But our windows have a tree blocking them. So, again, I'm sure people do like the Christmas lights. I enjoy the Christmas lights. But they also, I think people also enjoy a nice area to be in. And when you have to trudge through bird feces and other such things, it kind of takes away from whether or not you have Christmas lights for 6 weeks.
Well, I can take a look and see how the birds affected it since everything's been trimmed. Give us a little time on that. Steve Lobb, you got anything to add? Nope. Okay.
Danny, you want to work with retailers and see if we can come up with a solution?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. And you have mine and Ms. Tedrick's.
Yeah. Danny's in charge of the parks, and that's part of the park. So
the actual outside is the street department and public works, but the inside is what I have. But I'd be more than happy to work with them and work with Kenny and see if we can.
Let's work it out some way with the retailers and see if we can come up with a solution.
We would appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. got a letter here from the chamber. They're doing the WCIA Our Town Clinton, and they're going to work in two locations over the DeWitt County Museum grounds and Mr. Lincoln Square. And the chamber is asking us for monetary to rent two porta potties they need for each location, so there'd be four of them. So is it okay if we furnish some financial aid for the porta potties for that?
That'd be good.
It'd be okay, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everybody understand that?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Streets and public improvement?
I don't have any.
Thank you. Public property, John?
I don't have a whole lot. We have been waiting. I know we've discussed the new equipment for the lime silo and the stuff that's down the thing and everything. They said it'd be about 3 weeks. Well, they've got everything but one small piece of it, and they're waiting on it. It could be a week, maybe 2 weeks before that comes in. It's like anything else. Everything's supposed to be there, supposed to be able to get it, and this one integral part of it isn't there, so they don't want to come and put the other stuff in until they have it all and ready to hook it up and be ready to go. And so anyway, that's about it. The other stuff has just been everyday work and stuff. On the reports from your, Mr. Mayor, we had an appointment of acting public works director that we've tabled for this evening. And what I would like to do is put on the agenda for the next meeting. I want it worded. It's just the wording is not the way you need to have it. I don't want an acting public director. We've had Lloyd Francis, who has for probably the last 10 years been the assistant public works director that would take care of it. Steve would take care of our department if Lloyd was gone, when he had to have surgery on his shoulder and stuff. So they interact with each other all the time. They can take and do either job, and I would like to have it put down the one assistant public works director, because we have to have a title. And we've been back and forth on different things. The public has shown some errors in what we've done in the last year and how we've done some different things, and we've been correcting it, and I want to get that corrected by getting this title as what he actually is and address what extra duties and stuff he's been doing to move him up and, you know, just give him the title that he's always been working under, but actually give him a working title. So I'd like to have that on the agenda for the next meeting. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I do have something else. This hasn't got to do with my department per se, but it pertains to the entire city. We are working at, and in the last meeting or two, we've talked about a job study and a job, you know, wages study, and that's well and good. I'm not changing my mind on that. The last one that was done in the city of Clinton was basically 1977. We've had some things change around when we went union, and we've had to take and establish job classifications, titles for the union, but we've never done that in the entire citywide deal since 77 is the last that they can really find anything. So I still believe that we need to do a study. But after reading through the one in the proposal, I'm not wanting to not do that. But we can't wait till November to start looking for an administrative assistant. That's just too long. I would like to go ahead and get this thing done, but we were trying to see what we could do. But we have a job description. It's been on the table for a month or so, and we haven't went forward. And I would really like to see us go ahead and get Mr. Myers to advertise. We have the description. We can go with that, get something out there. We're losing out. May and April, we had a whole new crop of college kids that graduated, college individuals that may have some background or want to be into this type of work, and we're missing out on that. We're not getting anything out there for them to come and get that resume in here. I would like to see us move forward, go ahead and get this advertised. We can put on there, and Mr. Myers and John can both tell me, you know, as we do this, we can give the job as we see it and what our job paying is, put an aggregate in there of what top scale, bottom, and then aggregate to what their abilities are and what their resumes can show us. We could be consumerate to their abilities and what they can fulfill on all that title. But I don't know if we'll ever get anybody that can do everything at one time, but we never had that with Tim either. He had to learn it over years. Mm-hmm. But we can go out here, and John can correct me, Steve can correct me anytime that they need to. But just like we have zoning things going to be coming up, we got this new addition, we finally got the road in, we're going to have people wanting to build houses. We don't have a zoning official. John has connections in Lincoln. I'm thinking we could find somebody on case-to-case basis to get someone in here, even if we find someone that doesn't have all that. Maybe they, on a case-to-case basis, he could talk to someone there that does this, that could come in here and help whoever we have, or come in here on case-to-case to get these things going and get forward. Because we're remiss in not taking care of the citizens' needs in getting this done. We've been beating this dead horse for a year and a half, and we're still no farther along than what we were. So I would really like to see us, and if that's appropriate, get this thing forward, get this thing out there, and it's just my opinion. And then go ahead and get this wage study done. Then we can have the time for this to all come back. We can get in the information they need. I have no problem with that, but we can't wait that long to get an assistant. That's just the bottom line in my opinion. So I'm throwing that out there in my thing here, and now you guys can tell me what you think.
That's correct, John. We need somebody here in the office on a daily basis.
We got to get moving.
And I talked to Mr. Myers today, and he said all we need is a consensus to go ahead and advertise for somebody.
Sounds good to me.
Yep,
let's go.
It'd be fine.
You, sir?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. Then we need to do it and do it now. I mean, there's no use waiting any longer. Okay. That's my opinion.
So. Give John something to do for his first.
Right on.
Yes.
You want to, Mr. Myers, you want to tell the council how we can start that process?
Well, I think that I can get John some information of what we did last time, kind of revise the advertising a little bit to fit better with the job duties that we've also revised. And I can kind of let him know what avenues we used in the past. Basically, we advertised with the Illinois Municipal League and the Illinois City and County Management Association, Indeed, the Pantograph, the Herald, the Journal, Beaver Daily News. We tried to get all of the sources, and I can get that information to John, and he can kind of fine-tune that and get that back to you. The salary range that we had in the previous ads, he'd need to know if that's still in the salary range to use at this point in time. So
yeah.
If that's your thought, we can get that to him as well.
Yeah. Way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Any of the commissioners have any questions for the attorney?
No. Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. That's all you have, John.
Thank you very much, Steve. I would appreciate that.
Okay.
Health and safety, you have anything else?
Yeah. The parks, we've done quite a bit with them this year. The new asphalt's in down at Downey Park, the playground equipment, it's being used by
many.
It's being picked up pretty good, trash-wise. Kiwanis Park, we had an incident yesterday. Because it's back there where it can't be seen real well. Somebody vandalized one of the Ham children's benches and broke it in half. So we've got it down to the city facility, and I'm going to replace it. So it's going to get replaced just like it was, hopefully. And I've got the funds left from the chamber deal, and I think we can pay for it that way. So it shouldn't cost anybody anything, but it needs to be put back with the other two. So I don't even know if Ben was aware that happened, but I got a call on the way home from work tonight and was told that. So.
No, I know we had a previous incident of one of the heavy benches that was donated by Clinton Power Station that recently was not aware of this.
Probably same thing going on. So if we can, maybe guys whip through there a little more often, because that seemed, you know, it's back out of the way and it's easy to do. So, but the parks have come along great this year, and the pickleball court's all done. It looks really nice. So, and it gets used a lot. So Ben, you got anything else?
I don't have anything. Thank you.
That's all I have then.
Okay. Thank you. Accounts and finance.
I don't have anything.
Okay. We'll move down to new business. We got one item to put on file, and that's comprehension review and job classification project. And we'll vote on it next meeting. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Second it.
Call the roll, please.
Weiss?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Frelick?
Yes. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Now, Roger.
Oh, we ended the bus too much.
Last time,
Garden doing
I think.